you going to recline, Chris? You're not going to recline? Because you're sitting up, but...
Yeah, but you're like...
Are you comfortable?
Right now, yeah.
Okay, cool. 24 hours ago, it was not... You were not doing so well.
There was no comfortable air.
Nope. Dang.
He was like...
He was shivering, shaking.
Yeah, like...
Had
yeah,
the quilt
was,
over him.
Yeah, seriously. It's like 700 degrees in here.
Yeah.
We're like...
Poor guy.
It's all right. He's doing good now. He's coming back. Freight's back.
This is freight backed.
Freight back.
Freight is back.
Did you freight back yourself? Is that how you got sick?
I don't know. Maybe.
Man.
Oh.
So this is the first, right?
Yeah.
We're in the sprinter van.
We in the sprizzle.
In the sprizzle. We're in Southern California, everybody, and we are just done with the two shows today in Santa Ana. Viva in Santa Ana, doing shows for the people. They came, capitalism. They bought tickets. We made laugh. They, I am much merry, much made than we left.
I am learning how to do this voice.
Oh, you really?
I am so bad at it.
You need to, the back Russian, of throat. The Russian accent is you swallow words. You
swallow
the words.
Back
consonants.
Of throat like this.
Back of throat, yes.
Back of throat.
Yes, in Mother Russia, we don't have the necessities for life. We live in mud. We... Throw rocks for fun
like
at
that's
people.
Slightly inaccurate, but that's okay.
No, I don't. Yeah. I took Russian at Mizzou. Did you know that?
Did you?
For a year, I took Russian.
How was that?
It was crazy because that was the first foreign language I ever took, and it's a different language. It's a different alphabet.
Oh, yeah.
Cyrillic. So you have different ways of talking. So you learn new letters,
it's
really.
Pretty cool, though. Do you remember anything?
I remember Slava Bogu Pyatnitsa. Slava Bogu Pyatnitsa.
It kill means, the chicken?
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, okay.
Kill chicken is blas. The chick chick. And I remember loshat is horse. Loshat. Then you say das vidanie for goodbye. Спасибо for thank you. Пожалуйста for your welcome. And
Schlagenhang
von Schlaggag means I voted for Trump. For Schlangklang. So,
see, I think I would like to learn a language, but not in school, so I'm not graded on it, so I can go at my own pace.
Yeah.
I don't have to take a test
just
over
immersion,
it.
Immersion.
And I can just, I don't have to deal about and worry about the study and everything. I can just do
no,
go
just
on my
like,
pace.
Yeah, I mean, I've lived almost 50 years, and it's like I don't know another language. I know bits and pieces, but. That's, I kind of feel a little bit of regret there.
I feel like it's hard to get to a level where you could go into a foreign country and actually survive for a week without speaking any English and only speak that foreign language, you know? Because like with English, I don't know if it's like this with other languages. I assume it is. With English, like you can tell when somebody is foreign and they just learned a little bit English because their sentences are kind of odd. And I'm not even talking broken English. I'm talking like really rigid. It's not conversational.
Like Tarasenko?
It's just very, it's very like, this is a sentence that I'm reading off of a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Like a sample sentence in an English class.
Yeah.
You know? So I feel like it would be tough to adapt.
Well,
to
I think 80% of what the language we use are just basic, where am I? Who are you? You know, where's, can I get a Twix? Something like that.
Can I get a
basic,
Twix?
Basic, how you doing? What time is it?
Yeah. And I guess you wouldn't have to talk to anybody, really.
Yeah.
Unless you needed something, it was an emergency.
Right. But I think the brain is, if you were set in that environment where you had, I think you'd survive and be fine. It'd be a couple weeks of just.
We should go. We should take a trip to a country we've never been to before.
Okay.
That speaks a foreign language.
Canada?
I don't know if that counts, but.
They do a lot of French up there.
It's interesting going to some restaurants there have like. The French menu and the English menu right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the...
Like northern? Like further up?
Yeah, well, I mean...
Quebec is...
Yeah, certain what do you call them, provinces up there have more French than others. But yeah, I know Arret. Arret is for stop. Stop signs. That's Arret. What? Arret.
Arret. Do you roll the R? Or was that...
Arret. They do a lot of that.
Arret.
Arret. Arret. Arret. Arret. When they say au revoir... Au revoir. They do that.
Like avocado. Avocado.
Well,
is that Too aggressive?
No, it's a little aggressive. Back.
Okay. That's avocado, like that. Was that a good?
They'd be like, avocado. Who is this man? He says he's avocado like that. What is,
what is this?
He says this. He's a stupid, how you say?
Stupid American.
Weren't you learning Chinese for some time,
yes,
too? Was it a couple years ago?
I was. I was learning Mandarin. And I got pretty far. I think if I went back, I just need to review. But that's an interesting. Like, I don't read it or write it because it's all the pictures.
That's
just
saying to read.
I did the Pimsleur. It's called Pimsleur language, and it's just on my iPhone, just every day.
R.I.P.
Huh?
R.I.P. Your iPhone.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Yeah.
Do you still have it though? You use it as an iPod. Is that right?
Yeah. It's. I don't. Not really. No. It's in my drawer. But
okay.
I don't know. I you know. I think about. Yeah. Should I go back and? Yeah, I don't know. I'm okay without it. I'm okay with it.
One thing that I would miss is listening to music during working out. Do you miss that? Do you listen to music? Like, it just straight in the headphones, not like just in the room.
Right. But I don't really like working out with headphones anymore.
Really? Because I know some people that don't like to do it.
Because you're doing the elliptical and the cord gets caught on the thing and it rips it out of your head. Or you're doing push-ups and your ears get sweaty and they fall out. So I don't know. I don't really like it anymore.
I got some new headphones that I'm jazzed about.
Really?
They're called Jaybird Freedoms, and they never come out of my ears.
Wait a second. You had like the inner ears. What?
No, those are great, but those are for like recording and for playing live and stuff like that. I don't like to take those into the gym because they're really, really expensive and they're not really supposed to get all sweaty.
Right.
So I got some Bluetooth headphones that are real tight and small and they like kind of tie around your head and those never come out. So if you're looking for some, if you're in the market, they're great.
And they're Bluetooth with your phone.
They are. And they sound really good. Pocket. Yeah. And there's this app.
They're super small, too.
Called the My Sound app, and you can actually change the EQ on the headphones, and it works really well.
Really?
So they have these presets, so if I'm listening to a podcast, I'll just take all the bass out, so it's not all thumpy and annoying. And
cool.
It's awesome.
You do that on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Control from your phone?
And it actually changes the hardware on the headphones. So if you switch, you change the EQ on the headphones, and then you switch to another device, it'll stay on those headphones. Like, the EQ will stay consistent.
Where'd you get these?
I got them at Best Buy, I think.
Yeah.
They're great.
Very nice. Popular. Well, we just had some In-N-Out burgers. We need to do some burger talk, I think.
Yeah.
We haven't talked burgers in a while.
It's true. That's a topic that we get a lot of tweets about.
Let's start
about,
at the beginning of the weekend. Our first burger that we had.
Okay. Oh, the Slaters?
Yeah.
There's a place in San Diego called 5050 Slaters, right?
Yeah.
And their claim to fame is 50% of their burgers are bacon, right? So they take bacon and burger meat, and it's all together.
Yeah, and
it was a winner.
It was real good.
Goo goo gooby garber gooby schmuzz. We got a tweet from a guy, and he says, "What's with this goober gooby stuff?" What'd he say?
It's annoying. What's the gooby goo voice? It's so annoying.
This is for you. Twitter guy.
Gooby gooby guy.
All I can say is boing boing boing. Stinky snuggin Cinnabon. Muy tasty soapu. Muy.
My dad's friend, when I was a kid, we still have this cassette, and his name was Dennis Radonovich, and he was a coach with my dad and, the junior high, middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of he started that whole thing where he
started Gooby Goobs.
Hey!
Remember him, Chris?
Don't bug me, man. Hey, man. Don't bug me, man.
And he would just do these grunt, guttural voices, and it's just the funniest thing I'd ever heard. And that's just like, it's just funny. And it just, they would be in the gym, you know, it's real cavernous and echoey. He'd be in the end of the gym. My dad would go, here come the Pattonville cheerleaders. And you're just like,
that's funny.
It's comedy gold.
Next up, In-N-Out, we'll talk about that.
Well, so we had the 50-50 Slater burger, which was pretty amazing.
It was good. We walked from our hotel. We're like, oh, that's a beautiful night. Mm-hmm. It's just a little under a mile. So we walked and we got done. And I think we all unanimously agreed that we're not walking back. Mm-hmm. Called the hotel shuttle.
Well, because we also got, what was it? Fried mac and cheese.
Oh, my. Fried and bacon mac and cheese balls. And they were like a size of a
guac.
Like, it was the size. Like they looked like hacky sacks. Like if you fried a hacky sack that size.
It was awesome. And then some fries with some ranch. And
some ranch dressing. We dipped it in the ranch and then we ate it. It was delicious.
I could dip almost anything in ranch.
I have I guess it would be confession. I like ranch and green beans. That's very different. Okay. Yeah. You said anything, so that's one thing that I.
Wait a second. You dip the green beans in the ranch, or you just pour the ranch on the green beans?
I do a little, like, I put the fork in the ranch. You know, you just get the end of the fork or whatever I'm using.
And how much of the fork? Are you talking, like, 1 to 2 centimeters?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
You just kind of soak the tines in the ranch?
Tines.
That's called a tine soak.
Tine soak. Yeah. People do it with lettuce and or
tine dip.
Dressing. And then. But yeah, it's actually really good. You can't do too much, though. It's like overpowering the green meat. You just kind of.
Is there anything that wouldn't be good with ranch?
Mac and cheese.
Disagree.
That would probably be pretty
good.
It.
I've had mac and cheese with ranch. I used to put ranch on my like bowl of mac and cheese.
I think steak and ranch would not. I'd do that.
I'd absolutely do it.
Mm-hmm. I eat steak, I want just a barbecue or an A1. That's my.
Frank, what would be your preferred fruit to dip in ranch?
I wouldn't dip it in ranch.
No.
If you had to pick a fruit to dip in ranch.
I could say gun to your head.
Yeah.
Freight.
Pick a fruit, Freight! I don't know what to do!
Give me pineapple.
Okay.
Ooh. He doesn't want to think about food right now. He's coming off
that's true.
Being sick.
No, but still, really that's good. No, I like that. I think that's a good. I thought you were
what food
just,
do you feel like
Freight
eating when
train
you're
destroyed
sick?
A hotel room last night. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, he wrecked it. No. He wrecked it. He left his mark.
No.
He spewed. He just said he just toward the wall. What was it? Threw up toward the wall. And he said he just put a towel over it.
Put a towel. What was I going to do?
Well, when you're sick, you don't care. I don't care. Just put a towel. I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
Was it a big towel? I mean, like, how much are we talking?
Full size bath towel?
Just I mean, I just put it all, just laid it
what was
all
the square over. Footage? We're talking like 3 or 4 feet?
I don't know. I just put the whole towel over it.
Did it cover the entire, I mean.
No.
Did you need the full towel or could you go on baby towel?
Like, no, how I big needed are we talking? A bigger towel.
Woo, boy. Well, you got all out though, right?
You just had a, it was a bad day for you yesterday.
Gosh.
A wall fell on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How heavy do you think that was? Over 100
pounds.
Well,
they said, well, who was it? I think you told me, Caleb. Or Cables, your new nickname.
Apparently. Cables, yeah.
Cables.
Cables.
So that's Cables, he says. Tom. I don't know if it was you that told me. Somebody told me that a, or maybe was it you that Freight told me it was just a piece of plywood. And it wasn't just a piece of plywood.
No, it was a wall.
It was like a framed wall.
Yeah.
They use on like a set.
And it was like fit. 8 foot tall.
Yeah, like a set.
Wide.
Yeah.
I mean, it took Josh and I both to pick it up.
It was probably 80 pounds?
Oh, it was close to 100.
Easy.
Easily, yeah.
Easy.
And it
knocked
fell,
me. It, I mean,
hit
it
you in the hip
me.
And scraped down your leg.
Yeah.
So that was the one thing that happened that day.
And then, which was very intense and very painful.
I watched it happen, and I never know what to do when people get hurt.
Because
I know when I
general.
Get hurt,
yeah.
The last thing I want is somebody saying, are you okay?
Yeah.
It's like, no, you idiot. I'm not okay. I will punch you in the throat. Please leave. Like, I know you're trying to show me some love here. But so I just kind of stood there and kind of like did this hand thing. Like this whole like, do I, just so it looked like I wasn't, you know what I mean?
You're
that was my
something.
Whip. Yeah. So I was like, oh.
So you can't be
you know, you do the whole, like,
accused of not caring.
Almost like you're doing like an 80s dance move, like the twist and shout. Like the twist and that sort of thing. Like
twist and shout move.
And he just kind of walked around and was like, oh boy. And I was like, he's going down. But he didn't. He stayed up. Well, it hit your back and then like scraped down your leg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How does it feel?
It hit my hip.
It's pretty scary.
My hip took all the you know, whew, the weight of it, and it then bruised? It just scraped down my
leg. Yeah, how's it feel today?
Yeah, it's about that big.
Well, does it hurt to walk on it? Or it didn't look like you were limping or anything. That's good.
No, the bruise.
It's like a weeble. He wobble, but he don't fall down. If you don't wobbly, know what we, wobbly, if you're a millennial, wobbly, weebles
wobbly,
just
wobbly, wob.
Just YouTube weebles. They wobble, but they don't fall down. You don't know what that is, do you?
Wasn't that a kid's toy?
It was a kid's toy.
Like
that
the,
it was just
90s?
Had a
80s?
It was like an egg.
It was like, yeah, it was like an egg. It had like a heavy bottom, and it would just kind of wobble. Yeah. But it,
what did it do,
it
though?
It wouldn't fall down. It wouldn't fall down.
Okay, well, what was its thing?
What was the point?
It wouldn't fall down.
What was the was big like selling point?
Was it like a McDonald's?
Yeah. Try to make it. Try to make it.
It was kind of like the old Fisher Price.
It wobbles.
Little people.
It doesn't fall down.
It doesn't fall down.
Yeah.
So.
Can you imagine that?
I had to send one back one time.
Because it fell down?
Because it fell down.
Fell down?
It wobbled and it fell down.
What did you get back? Did you get two of them now?
No, I went to a different toy. I'm not going to have that. I went to Slinky.
So
just send me a Slinky. I'm not.
How did that product survive the pitch meeting?
Shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
So, a question about a Slinky. Do they have to be long enough to roll down the stairs?
Well, with the Slinkies, I think the problem is the way they used to make stairs, they were more narrow.
Oh.
Now stairs are
So it's a
wider.
Stair problem.
It's a stair issue, yeah.
Because Sophie was trying to do it, and I Trump me, I couldn't do it. I don't know. I was like,
yeah, but that was too little. That
did
was
you say Trump me?
It trumped me. Like, yeah, like it. It's, you know. Like,
I just don't feel like we can use that word anymore.
Okay.
Oh, I think the Slinky is one of the fantastic. It's a fant. Look, it's going to be great. Whatever it is, the weeble wobbling, we're going to make it wonderful. It's going to be beautiful. And we're going to, some are going to fall down. That's what's, you impress. This is what happens when you do it. Anyway, it's. The Weebles, a magnificent company, a magnificent. It's going to be great deals. We're going to make great deals with Weebles.
I have lots of friends.
Okay, sorry.
So what trumped you? The Slinky trumped you?
Yeah, like I couldn't figure it out. I was like, I don't know why it's not falling, like why it's not going down the stairs. And I was like, it's
you
got to
give it a little.
It's got to be short. Guys, too short.
You just need to get a Slinky app.
And maybe it was like,
was it that little one that I brought home to her?
Yeah, it, was,
yeah,
I mean,
it wasn't big.
Maybe
enough.
It was from. Mm-hmm. It was like the dollar store, so maybe it wasn't the high quality.
Enough.
You know, the
that's one of the things that really, you know, how things are pleasing to you. One thing that's unpleasing is when a Slinky got bent.
Oh yeah,
it was game over.
And it wouldn't like be totally.
It wouldn't slink anymore.
There's even that little. I can't.
Lost its slink.
It
can't even RN.
When the trash can.
Sometimes I feel like that. I've lost my slink.
Oh, don't say that, bae.
What?
Okay.
Don't say that, bae.
Wow.
Do you ever have those days you just feel like you got a kink in your slink?
Your t-shirt idea.
I got a kink in my slink, man.
Yo.
I'm not feeling right.
T-shirts.
T-shirt since we're on toys, I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you ever do a Rubik's Cube and like finish it and...
Yeah. Never. I did it. I never figured it out by myself. I got the book.
Oh, there's
I got
a book.
The book when I was a kid. Oh. I was in junior high. I
hated that.
And then it just tells you what to do. So really, no. But
I would still see... When I was in high school, I guess last year, but I would see kids walking around school doing it. Mm-hmm. If it's a relaxing thing. Or you just don't want to talk to anybody during.
I used to like, they had the keychains that were Rubik's Cube keychains.
Yeah,
they were smaller Rubik's Cubes. Those were great. Those were great. And actually, I mean, with the Rubik's Cube, we would take it apart and put it together as, you know.
I had a small battling tops on a keychain.
I remember that. That was cool.
I mean, it actually worked. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did it.
Like the big one we used to play with
as
kids.
Oh, man.
Battling tops.
Yeah.
Dizzy something and
mm-hmm.
I don't remember all the names.
Whoa.
Wow.
That guy is,
just flying.
Wow.
That guy was going probably 100 miles an hour.
Orange County, man.
The OC.
City of Irvine.
The OC.
City of Irvine, baby.
What time do you guys fly out tomorrow?
10:30.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not bad.
We'll have to probably leave.
What time are we leaving?
Hotel, 8:30-ish.
San Diego.
I think so.
8:45.
San Diego.
First time. Loving it.
On a Sunday.
Yeah, it's your first time in California.
It's beautiful.
What'd you think? You liked it?
Beautiful.
What do you like about it?
It's just different. I like the, like right when we were flying over, it was reminding me of Call of Duty. I don't know if you played Call of Duty. It's around, all the top buildings and everything. One of the maps is called like Vel, not Velveeta, but
I think it's Velveeta.
It's not Velveeta.
Mm-hmm. Velveeta, California.
Yeah.
But yeah, it reminded me of one of the maps.
Yeah, we're up from, I was, you know, Hermosa Beach, came down to Velveeta. I was working there at a Chipotle. And, yeah, it's pretty sweet.
We're shredding the gnar down
sweet,
there.
Man. So we're hanging in Velveeta. And,
wrecking some nans. Velveeta.
It was good, this In-N-Out lemonade.
I forgot my drink. In-N-Out.
I did too. I accidentally threw mine away. And
no.
But the lemonade was really good too.
What's your thing at In-N-Out? When you're craving In-N-Out, what's
the fries,
what makes your mouth water?
The fries are delish.
Animal style or plain?
No, I don't do the animal style because they put Thousand Island.
Talk about that.
Nobody.
Okay.
What? Who eats a Thousand Island anymore?
Well, you don't like a Thousand Island on a burger? Or?
I just crushed some animal style fries. So me.
That's too sweet.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a fancy sauce.
What would
dude.
Be your sauce of choice if you could substitute any sauce?
I don't know. Just Heinz ketchup.
Really? I'm not a ketchup guy. Heinz, ketchup's sweet, though.
Heinz makes the best ketchup that I've had in my life and for my fries.
What other ketchups exist? Are there other ones? Oh, Kraft? Does Kraft make a ketchup?
No.
No, it's...
Yeah, Kraft does.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they do. Who else? Heinz and what's the other one?
I don't know. Del Monte.
Del Monte?
Del Monte. Yeah.
Isn't that a banana?
Huh?
No.
Del Monte? Is banana company?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Del Monte is a...
tomato company.
What's the banana one then?
I thought it was pineapple. Del Monte pineapple?
Oh.
There was canned something.
Yes, maybe Del Monte's. What's the...
Del Monte, I can't remember.
Chili ketchup.
I swear Del Monte's bananas.
I'm kind of foggy
right now. Oh, fancy ketchup. Right?
Fancy? Is that a thing?
That's when you get the packets. It's called fancy ketchup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right.
But there's something weird about, like, you get the store-bought ketchups. It has tastes a little bit different. Does he ever get that? You ever get?
I don't really. The only thing I eat ketchup with is tater tots. That's the only thing that I will ever eat ketchup with. Just tater tots.
Not fries? It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. It's a different shape. It's a hash brown in the whatever.
What's the difference between a hash brown and a tater tot?
The shape.
Okay, so
like, okay, here let's go back. Let's go do another scenario. I don't like spaghetti. I will eat spaghetti noodles, but I like bow tie, or I like
shell
or moscacholi or or elbow macaroni. That's what I like. But I don't know. But I do like angel hair. But I don't like the regular spaghetti.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's deep.
Yeah, it is deep. Man, I'm surprised noodles. You're opening up like that.
Pastas are odd because I feel like we put the same thing in every pasta. We just change the noodle shape.
Yeah. Irvine,
what?
Irvine.
Spectrums. Lululemon. What's up?
Let's go. Hey, Sado.
That's where the
we just had a seg freight there.
Yeah, that was a
we
seg freight.
We just got seg freighted. So hey, I like angel hair. I like Irvine.
Irvine.
Oh my! Thanks for pointing out, train.
Train. You know what that reminded me of?
I'm a little foggy, so.
You know, people say I'm ADD, dude. You are ADD, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
There's no
like, shiny.
We did a show a couple years ago, and you know, you had that bit about the college hand signals and people yell at different colleges.
Yes.
There was a dude that yelled one out like 45 seconds after you had moved past the bit.
Right.
And I just remember he was like, Mizzou! And you're like, going to be driving on your way home just yelling out universities.
University of Kentucky!
Yeah.
Well, my favorite, I do it in Texas, every Texas college. And I remember one night I said, give me any Texas college. Oklahoma! Just, what? That's the thing. There's so many funny things happen in just random things like that in shows. So that can be the most.
When people are involved.
That's when magic
that's
happens.
That's what happens.
Oh, yeah. It is. Because you just never know
Well,
what you're dealing with.
We missed you tonight in the show.
No kidding, man.
That
you're
rough,
like the
man.
MVP, dude.
Never
that was
get
a
sick.
Long day without you.
Never
yeah,
get
you're
sick
not allowed
again.
To get sick anymore.
Yeah. But I can.
We can. Train, what would you say, like show days, what takes up most of your time on, what would you say your main focus is?
on the day of the show.
I think just laying out what we've already discussed on the phone in advance, you know, but just if it's a general seating, like a event, then, you know, and it's not a sold out event, it's figuring out, especially if they have pews, figuring out where you're going to have the premium seating and general admission, you know, because premium, you don't want them to have the, you know, way off to the sides. You want them to be somewhat in the middle. So it's kind of a dance you have to do when you get there. So I usually talk to them about that and then kind of go over ticketing and all that, just so I want to make sure they fully understand what's going to happen. Like tonight, they were, I don't know, it was weird.
They were going crazy.
They were not
doors.
Wanting to open the doors. I like, told them we got to open the doors.
Why didn't they want to open the doors?
I don't, like, they didn't think they were going to be, like,
I don't
just
know.
Open the doors, let
they
people
said,
in. Like, it was
kept,
weird.
He kept saying, well, they don't have they're printing the PDF file of all the, you know, the people that bought will call tickets for will call.
Yeah.
And I go, well, that's fine. I mean, let's start letting everybody else in. It's not a big deal.
It was a little.
So, but it was fine.
But like tonight, like, because they didn't really have anything roped off for premium seating, so how does that work?
I don't know how they did that. They had, I think they did have some things stuck on there, but I didn't get there to help them lay that all
out.
They
just counted rows, and they had ushers there saying this is premium seating.
Yeah, I think
seating.
They just had ushers and, stopping people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but I think it's best if you have the rows somewhat labeled, because then the ushers don't have to guess where the seating
Freddy,
is.
That was definitely a challenge for us tonight. It wasn't just one show. It was two shows that we were doing alone.
Yeah. Just mentally, that was
13. What did you say? It was a 13-hour day?
It was a 13-hour day.
So that's part of what I do. I mean, you know, there's other stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't realize how much you did. I didn't know what you did. Like, I thought you were just hanging out.
You thought I'd just hang out in the green room
for the podcast.
Just getting lunch and dinner orders.
Oh, I said that was, yeah, I will have the lunch and dinner orders.
I just thought you got us food and you made sure that my water was at a cool 45 degrees. I didn't know that you actually did stuff outside of that. So
it's nice to be appreciated, isn't it?
I started getting all these questions from the client like, hey, so we got about, or how many premium ticket holders do we have? I'm like, I don't know. Aren't you supposed to have that information? They're like, well, where do we want to sit them at? I don't know. Just put them in some seats.
Yeah, I pushed them to you after that.
I was like, I
that.
Don't think about that know. Kind of stuff. I just want to make sure that sound is all. So we had, Josh had merch done. I had sound done. All the production was done and lined up. I was like, oh, I was feeling pretty good. And then they started asking us all these questions about seating. And I was like, oh, so we're opening doors in 5 minutes and these people don't have a place to sit. So that's when I called Freight in a panic and was like,
yeah,
you
he goes,
have
hey,
to
we're opening
here.
The doors in like 2 minutes. And we don't have a clue what we're supposed to do with
well,
premium
they were
seating.
Still printing off and I'm the like, sheets for the premium seating. I was like, isn't this something that should have been done, like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
It's just odd. But
well, and I talked to the gal there, and I don't want to mention names, but she was a little upset because normally their volunteer base is fabulous. And she just said, for some reason, they were not
getting.
They
had the fourth line.
Yeah, they weren't getting the people.
It was like Josh and I. You know, we were the fourth line. They're calling the backups, trying to handle seating. We hadn't been trained in that.
Yeah. Well, and also, you go to these places, they don't do events. You know, you go to these theaters, they do them every night. So they know exactly what they're doing. Yeah. It's all ready to go.
I think they're doing 6 events this year, she said.
Yeah,
they do normally, they've done 2. But since she's come on, they've been doing about 6.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they'll do like, they did like Mercy Me, Hillsong. You know, they do a number of different, or Ren Collective. Ooh.
Well,
you know, they got full tours coming in.
We're glad that you're feeling better, mainly because I don't like doing your job.
Just going to get home. So,
be nice to get
you
home.
Just get home.
Let poos take over, man.
Yeah.
The poos take over.
Let go. Let poos.
Poos over.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Let go. Let poos.
Let go. Let poos. That's what we usually say. Let go. Let Todd.
Yeah. Praise Todd.
He goes, let go. Let Todd. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Praise Todd, from whom all blessings flow.
Let go, let Todd.
Todd.
I guess I can. I don't know if I should talk about this.
Well, now you have to because you said it. Go.
Well,
yeah,
see,
you're in now.
Sunday or Saturday.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dax Shepherd. I'm joined by Minister Mouse Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show we want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her
love
building
life.
Project, love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
Okay. No, I'll have to wait.
What?
Because it's, yeah.
Okay. So did you,
I
haven't really been at home, so I don't know. Hey, did you show Poos your robe?
No.
We talked about it. That you were going to wake up and.
You've been hiding your robe from.
No, this was on the bus. I forgot to bring it home.
Has she seen it?
He's getting a dry
from
cleaned.
The President of the United States.
She saw it. She saw it on the pictures.
It's not the same.
Oh, she did see it, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So is that going to be a bus-only sort of situation?
I don't know. I think I may just, I might wear it for the podcast. That might be my thing.
Yeah,
you should. For the
next time we fly. Yeah, next time we fly, you need to walk onto the plane with that.
Oh, my gosh. That would
no.
Oh, my God.
Who is that guy? Who is that guy?
Freight. And then all the
you can carry his bags for him.
Yeah.
We'll all just carry. We'll all bring those we'll
the
bring
roles
those feathers
have changed.
And just kind of like brush the feathers around Freight as he walks.
We can just act like he's a dignitary from another country. He's from Freightopia. He's president of Freightopia. I am Freight. We have fruit for everyone. It's the thing.
Fruit for everyone.
Bananas for all.
A banana in all the pots.
Bananas.
The pot full of banana for people. I freight train. I freight freight bags. I do. I do freight seg freight. Irvine. Irvine. Shiny lights.
That was.
So what do you guys think of this thing? What do you think of
the
this
Springer Man is amazing. You guys, listeners, just what we're driving in now. We just purchased a Mercedes Sprinter van, and it's a extended length,
extended,
and it's kind of decked out with
4K
leather seats, and. Pretty nice.
Couple of goobies, TVs.
got some sweet TVs set up. We haven't set up the TV yet, but we have TVs ready to go.
Couple of storage compartments up top.
Yeah.
We got a robe closet for Freight. That's in the back.
It's almost like, I feel kind of like we're almost like in a movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of
where,
feel that way.
What would you call it? Like a Tom Cruise movie where they got the special people. What do you call them?
Like a Mission Impossible
kind of
thing?
Like a Mission Impossible kind of van. Yeah. So
it's almost like I'm in this dream world, and at any moment you're going to decide you don't want to do comedy anymore, and then I'm going to go back to Walgreens.
Yeah.
I'll go back to Fresh Time.
Yo! That's right. You're not... Okay, so you don't Fresh Time no more?
No.
Fresh Time no more. And Walgreens, was that your job before you went full-time with me?
Yes.
Yeah. The Greens!
You hired a Walgreens employee to run sound for you.
A cashier at Fresh Time.
I get to see cables. Hey, you looking for anything? You got your Walgreens card? You got your rewards card?
Do you have a rewards card?
Yeah, so you can get... This water's 2-for-1 now.
Hey, we got these Twix bars. Water. We got these Twix bars, 2 for $1.
Are you sure you don't want something salty or like some gum? You got some gum? Do they make you upsell?
They're always trying to get us to upsell, and they're like, "You could be employee of the month if you sell the most." I'm like,
"And what
why
do you
give us
for
like
being
200
employee
bucks
of the month?
We're, nothing.
Do you want some lip balm?
Get your name on the wall.
A closer parking spot. You don't got to park four spots down. Yeah.
We're a bunch of 16-year-old kids. Just give us a couple hundred bucks, and I'll upsell those candy bars all day.
Yeah, yeah. You want some Carmex or a Us Weekly? You sure? Something to read on the way home?
It's funny because I'll get questions from guys like, so how'd you get this job with Tim? Like, how'd you get hooked up? I was like, dude, I was upselling Twix bars before I got this job.
Isn't that crazy?
It's not that cool.
Well, my job was not much better than that. Yeah. I was working nights, taking 2 phone calls.
At the computer?
Yeah, the computer place.
Was that your last, job before you?
Yeah, McLean Food Distribution. They distributed food for Taco Bell and KFC and all that.
But you worked in the computer part.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they had different distribution centers around the country. Mm-hmm. And so we just worked nights. So if anything went wrong with there's printers or, I don't know.
Printers?
Dang.
Yeah, my printer's not working. I got some grated cheese I need to print out. Okay, reboot. That's all me. Reboot. Yeah. Okay.
Unplug and plug back in.
If it doesn't work, I'm going to have to call somebody and wake them up. Reboot. Most of the time it's rebooting, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Now that I think about it. Yeah.
I worked at a church right after Walgreens.
And a farm.
I worked on a farm for my first job.
The strawberry farm.
I had a couple shifts there.
Lakeview Farms.
That's right.
I was a troll.
Manual. I was too.
Yeah, I was the troll over the bridge.
Wait a second. So did you pick the strawberries? The strawberries?
No, so this was one of those.
Is it strawberry or strawberry? Strawberry.
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 What? No, strawberry.
No, strawberry.
So when you're picking the strawberries.
Coupon or coupon?
Oranges or what are you saying? Oranges?
No, don't start this.
Or oranges.
Oranges.
Desert or dessert?
Yeah.
All right, so strawberry farm.
So this was a farm where.
I can't believe I did this. Dwight Schrute right now.
It was only on Saturdays. What, like Mo's, Saturday at like 7 a.m.?
Moe's Schrute. Well, so.
Did you wear overalls?
Beats.
I did. No, so how it started was my mom would go there and pick strawberries because the customers would come in and they would like spend a certain amount of money and get like a basket and they would actually go out to the field and pick the strawberries. And so our job was to tend to them. And so my mom was like, hey, there's this opening at this place. And they're looking for trolls to work for the bridge.
Trolls?
And yeah, I was like 14 and I just want to make some money. I'll explain.
Okay.
So I was like, what does that mean? She's like, well, I don't know a whole lot about it, but they're looking for kids that are around 14, 15 that want to make like 10 bucks an hour, which 10 bucks an hour to me was like, oh my gosh, yeah. I can make 30 bucks in 3 hours. That's awesome. So we went and checked it out and it was this little hay hut that they had built out of these hay bales. And there was a kid who was working that there when I walked
like
out.
That sounds like a real effeminate quarterback. Hey, hut! Hey, hut! Run, just run, I'll throw it. Hey, hut!
Just run, I'll throw it.
Run! Just do it!
So I walked up to this hay hut and this kid.
Stop calling it a hay hut.
This rubber troll mask was handing out Skittles to these little kids.
Did you hand out pumpkins too?
And these baby pumpkins. Yeah. And so these kids would cross the bridge and then the troll would hand them Skittles and pumpkins.
If you were
and this
brave
was the
enough
job,
to cross the bridge.
If you're brave enough to cross the bridge. So. So I was so being interviewed for this position.
This is why he likes this. Little pumpkins.
This is my first job ever. And so I was being interviewed for this position, which it wasn't much of an interview. He was like, hey, can you show up at 7? And I was like, sure.
Can you put a mask on your head?
Yeah, so I had to work like 4-hour shifts, which was the longest 4 hours of my life.
I was
sitting in that hot, that god-awful
hay hut. I did that
too. It
was awesome.
And so what was cool about it, though, is that I had this side window I could look out, and so people didn't know I was looking. But I could watch them before they're about to cross the bridge. And there was this little, it's like an air pump.
It's a pneumatic.
Pneumatic. That I could push the button on in the hay hut and it would.
Stop calling it that.
It would pump air through this rubber snake underneath the bridge and make this really loud, like.
So it'd be noise. Right as they cross the bridge.
And so
right,
go, and they get. And then the snake would go nuts. And so when they were really little kids and I was bored late in my shift, I would hit this snake.
Even though you weren't supposed to do it to
You weren't
small
supposed to
children.
Do it to small children.
Oh, just
that was,
so they
that
would
was
cry
one of the rules.
And run away.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you couldn't overuse it.
And so once I had proved myself in the hay hut, I'll not stop calling it that, I was promoted to like strawberry farmer. I don't know what my technical title was, but we would show up at 7 a.m. on Saturday mornings, and it was me and a bunch of high school kids.
Wait a second, you were promoted?
Yeah.
From troll to actual legit strawberry farm.
A farm worker.
So I would work from 7 to 11 on Saturday mornings. I was like 15, and we would just do anything that this old angry farmer told us to do.
Yeah.
A millionaire.
And his directions were really vague. So he wasn't really specific about what he wanted us to do, but I think it was just so he could ream us later. Because he would leave for like 2 hours on his tractor.
Where do you think he went?
I don't know. Sat on his pile of money. I don't know. This dude had a lot of money. And he would come over and be like, I didn't tell you to do it that way. Oh, sorry, sir. You know, but I'm not built to do this.
Yeah.
We're benting and rowing these strawberry plants, which basically, I can't believe I still remember how to do this, but it basically means that you take the buds off of the strawberries and you replant them. Mm-hmm. So it multiplies, it like triples your strawberries.
Wait a second. Is that where the seeds are or something? You mean the green part of the strawberry?
No, there's like, so there's like other vines that are coming off, and then you just like replant the vine.
The vine.
Okay. Okay.
And so we had to do that and like pick these blackberries.
Setting and run. What is it called? Set and run?
Set and run. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. So we had to like prune.
I had a set and run all day. I remember you saying that.
Then we had to sell pumpkins.
Yeah.
Do parking for the.
Did you ever have to, because I did it for one shift.
It was a horrible job.
One shift, like 3 or 4 hours. It was awful for the troll. And I ran out of Skittles and pumpkins. And so the kids would come up and they like. I mean, most kids would know that I'd give them some, and I'd just stare at them. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. So I just stare at them.
And you weren't allowed to talk to them either.
Yeah, you couldn't talk.
So
at one point, I just fell. I was like, drop down. I was like, nobody's in here. And then kids kept coming in the thing. I was like, you need to leave right now. You need to leave or I'm going to hurt you. They're like, okay.
What? You're threatening kids?
Yeah, they're in the hut, the hay hut.
Gosh.
Don't go in the hay hut.
But it was just like a little hole. Like, it was just, but that was a.
Wow.
Lakeview Farms, everybody. Were better days.
And so, it's not a very nice, like...
I saved you from a life of strawberries.
Who knows where I'd be.
Strawberries and pumpkins.
Who knows where I'd
man.
Be.
Man. Well,
and who knows where I will be if you decide that you don't want to write jokes anymore. So remember that. Jokes. When you're in a writing drought.
Yeah.
That.
It's...
What do you think you would do if you weren't doing comedy? I mean, other than retire and just, you
people
know...
People ask me this all the time.
Build a couple of houses on the beach.
Yeah, Man.
Like, if you had to do something for money, I'm not talking like go see the world or anything. Mm-hmm. Like, if you had to provide for your family,
I would probably do a house flip show with hay huts. I would like take people's hay huts and flip them. Like, buy a hay hut. Let's say that's kind of a junky looking hay hut, and I would fix it up.
What'd you do to it?
I'd
like
probably,
what's your style? What's your thing?
I would probably knock down the hay hut and build a house.
Okay.
Where the hay hut was.
I feel you. What would the name of the show be called?
It would be called Flippin' Huts.
So lame.
Hay hut gone.
Hay hut gone.
Hay hut gone.
Hay hut gone.
Hay gone.
Hey gone.
Hey gone.
Hey gone.
No, that's good.
That
works for me. That's a good answer.
I'll think about it.
No, you don't have to.
What I would do.
Oh, okay.
Phrase freeing you from that.
Man, I just.
Are you all right? You good?
I don't know.
Zoning out.
You okay, man?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a question for you.
Yes.
So in sound checks, this just started like a few days ago, but you started asking for a titch. More or less of your voice or guitar or is that a real word?
A titch. Yeah.
T-I-T-C.
My
is
wife
titch
says
a
that.
Word?
Titch.
Okay.
Just a titch. It's kind of like a sconch. It's
skosh.
It's a
sconch or skosh.
It's sconch or skosh.
Coupon or coupon?
I think it's sconch.
Giant.
Dessert
it's
or
titch,
desert?
A titch is less than a sconch.
Hey,
a titch
hut
is like a teaspoon.
Hut.
Sconch is like a what?
What?
What's the plural of hey hut?
Hey hoots.
Hayes Hut.
Hayes.
It's not Hay Huts.
Hay
it's
Huts.
Hayes Hut.
Hayes.
Like Attorneys General. Not Attorney Generals. Attorneys General. Hayes Hut. Yeah, I said a titch. I think my wife uses a titch. So she's...
Okay.
It's seeping over into
is
my life. A titch. Because I used to say a millimeter. Can you just turn up just a millimeter?
Yeah, you would. That was your thing.
And then now
the first night you said titch, I was like, what?
Is that weird? You don't like that?
No, I like it.
Okay.
No, it's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so she's influenced me in many ways. That's how John Lennon, that's how the Beatles broke up. John Lennon's like, hey, can you turn it up a titch? And they're like, what are you saying titch for? What's that all about? John, hey, he used to say he's sconch and now he's talking about titches. That's wrong what he's doing there.
The band meeting.
Hey, leave me alone, man. Yoko's no problem with me. She's just me wife. I could say titch if he wants to. I'm the walrus. I wrote most of the songs.
The walrus.
Hey, we're just kidding, John. Hey, do what you want. Turn it to titch. Turn it just. That's Paul. He's like that.
Yeah,
hey, oh no, turn it to titch.
Tuts up a bit. Hey.
Every time I hear somebody do that voice, I think of Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
He does a really, he does a good one.
Yeah, he does good.
He's good, man.
We were talking about, and you asked a good question about this. We're touring with such good comics, right? And you asked me, we'll just basically say, where are these guys going to be in 10 years? These new comics that that are just really, they're good joke writers, they're good performers, they're just very sharp, they're tight, they've been working the clubs. And you said, well, where are they going to be in 10 years?
Yeah.
And I just, and in thinking about it, I don't really know. I don't really know what the answer is. And what is it that provides longevity? I mean, what, besides, like we're saying, I don't know, it's desperation for me because I don't have anything else I can do or know how to do or really want to do. And we've got a good team of people and it's just the pieces are in place and it's going well. But for somebody who's really good right now, who's in the clubs, they're working and they're grinding out, then they get in front of our audiences and just kill it, you know?
Yeah.
But where from, you know?
I don't know. I think to answer it more generally, I think that to do anything in the arts and be successful, you can't provide yourself with another option. Like, it's just survival instinct. Like,
burn the ships and
All I know how to do. Right. Like you said, desperation mode. Because if you leave those, I mean, I know for me, like, I'm an all in or all out guy. So if I leave those other options in there or available, they're just cop outs. And it's all, it's just a security blanket.
Yeah.
When I don't think that, I mean, when you've jumped into comedy full time, you didn't really have a security blanket, did you?
No. Not at all. Like,
this is all I know how to do.
Well, it was, I'd say too that I wasn't like I was leaving a good job.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're making $9,000 a year, you're like,
wow.
That wasn't really that much of a risk.
Yeah.
I mean, it is in a way. I mean, but it's just a new thing. But I really don't know what provides longevity where you got all these good comics, but then after a while, you just don't hear about them anymore. Mm. Whereas some guys, they go to the next level or just branch off maybe into acting or into, you know, corporate work or
Well, I think
maybe motivational speaking.
Make connections with people. And I mean, if you have a really good cruise contact, then you're probably going to be a cruise guy. If you keep good relationships with cruise agents, and of course, this is me speaking out of my butt because I'm not a comic and I don't really know that world, but you know, if you have a good college agent or a few good college agents and you've been doing colleges for 4 or 5 years, you're probably gonna be able to do colleges for a long time. Or if you've been doing these churches for a long time, some of these churches that you've gone back to, you've been there 6, 7, 8 times.
Yeah.
They're going to have you back forever. Mm-hmm. They love it. They make money. People find out about their church. It's an outreach event. Like, I think that if you make connections with people, people create longevity and they're going to, the word's going to get around that you're good at what you do and you know, you're good with people. And in that same way, you can kill your career by being a jerk.
Well, I think if you expect to be in the limelight or you expect to have a certain level of popularity, it's just not going to happen most of the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, people move on, but you still, if you gain a bunch, you know, if you gain, like you said, if you build a fan base and they know who you are, you can stay busy for a really long time, but it's not going to be, you know, you're not going to be the hottest thing going, but
I mean, don't you think
if you get good at art, you're going to find work. You're going to be busy. And there you go.
He was sleeping.
I just had my eyes closed.
Did you really?
I was just resting my eyes.
I was going to say there's the ocean.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ocean.
I can't see it. It's all dark.
How did you see that?
We're on the 5. I know where we are. We're by the, what's the big marine
just
base
next
here?
Level.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
The 5.
Because we've driven up and down.
No, I believe
it.
Oh, wait a second. But that's the ocean?
Yeah.
I can't see. The Pacific
Ocean.
Ocean.
Sorry.
We should give Jason one of those mics that he can communicate with us back here.
Okay.
And then he can give us like tours. Like up here on the
right. Oh, I was going to say, that's what I would do. I think if I didn't do comedy, I'd be a tour guide, but I would lie. I would just tell people to make up stuff.
So easy.
People don't care anyway. Yeah.
That'd like be what? Fun. What would you like? Skiing tours or like old museums or
skiing tours? I don't know. What is a ski tour? Here's the skis. Go.
You take. I don't know. You do an exploration.
What?
What?
You mean exploration or exploration?
Are they
or exploration?
Are you giving this tour as they're going down the mountain?
It can.
All right, on the left. All right, over here.
Where'd you guys go? It was really fun. We went on a ski tour.
It can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be like where you come to St. Louis or. And you'd get on the little bus, and you take people around. And you just tell them lies.
You could take them on this.
You could be like, you could be like a TMZ tour guide.
TMZ tour guide, yeah. Yeah. Or maybe
you'd be the STL tour guide.
You know what I wanted to do, and we actually, two things. One thing was years ago, I was going to sell chocolate chip cookies. We were thinking about starting our own chocolate chip cookie company because I make good chocolate chip cookies.
Really?
Yeah. And
so why have you never brought any on the bus?
Right.
Is it dangerous? Okay. Yeah, there.
No, I mean.
I didn't know that.
I haven't made them in a long time, but.
You still got it.
We thought, I could just make chocolate cookies and take them up to high schools and sell them.
That's awesome. No. Because none of the vending machines have any sweets or anything. It's all.
Yeah. Would you wear a little green top and a. Little tan skirt.
Hey, kids. Why would I wear a tan skirt?
Like a Girl Scout.
Yeah.
It's the Cookie Man.
Peddling your cookies.
Those are Man Scout cookies.
You said there was two things. What was the other one?
Man Scout.
Now I don't remember.
Those cookies and then.
Oh, dang it. And the other one was better.
We're talking about tour guides and then.
Tour guides, cookies.
Cookies.
I don't remember. What else. Come.
But you'd give a tour guide to people that come into St. Louis or a tour. Or what does that mean?
Ski tour in St. Louis.
Oh, okay. At Hidden Valley.
Who else is doing ski tours in St. Louis? Nobody.
If you want to really embrace the lying portion of your new career, you could give a ski tour in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I think that might work, actually.
Please tell me how.
Well,
how would that work?
They make these cross-country skis with, like, wheels on them, and you can just go through the streets.
These big skis.
I didn't say there was snow.
Like, what are you doing?
What are they doing right now?
What are they doing over there?
Can you imagine that? There's like 12 people.
Oh, the other thing I remembered. I'm sorry, I remembered. Wheels. It was being a karaoke thing. We were actually thinking about doing that too.
Karaoke host?
Yeah, like a karaoke
bar.
Well, not a bar, but just have like. You could go and be the karaoke guy at a party.
You would actually be
DJ type.
I mean, you do it at your house already.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a party. I love doing that.
That's so much fun.
Yeah, it is fun, and we got a fun karaoke family. We have a lot of good karaoke.
It's fun.
Karaoke is when you're being karaoke'd. There's a karaoke and a karaoker.
Mm-hmm. So the karaoker is the one that's...
It's karaoking.
I'm a karaoker.
If you're listening to
If I'm singing, I'm a karaoker.
You're a karaoker.
If you're singing at me, I'm being
karaoke
by the karaoker.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Wow.
So am I the karaoke-y and I'm being karaoke'd?
Yeah.
And you're the karaoke.
And if it's online, you're an e-karaoke-y.
Freight's over it. Look at him.
How you doing, man?
You got... Should we turn on the air? You guys hot?
Oh, yeah. Turn on the air. Was it too loud before?
No, I don't know. I don't even know how to turn it on.
Just, this thing's pretty quiet. Right there.
This one?
Yeah, that one. Like, it's in the middle.
It's much quieter than the bus.
Yep, there you go. And you're on.
You know what would be kind of a cool contest thing is if we have somebody that wins a contest, they can come and travel in the Sprinter van, bring a few friends.
Yeah.
And then we could stock it with all of our favorite, potty break treats.
Yeah, we can get like a cage
blueberry
and put
Pop-Tarts.
It up here so they can't get to us, just in case they're dangerous or harmful.
Right, like a police car?
Yeah, like a police car.
Like an animal.
Yeah, or a caged animal. We can have a separate entrance. We'll figure it out.
Where did that come from?
What if they're dangerous?
We don't know.
We don't know what's going on with these.
I don't know.
Where is this
what
coming
if they're
from?
Dangerous?
A cage.
Taking precautions. They can still hang out with us.
We're
going to
put the cage.
No, it's just one of the walls, like in the police car, like you said.
Okay, all right.
But,
Why are you confused?
Well, you jumped right to, okay, let's have a cool contest where people driving a spinner. Let's put them in a cage. Because you can't trust them.
They might kill you. Thing. Let's yeah. have a cool contest. You well, made yourself sound way cooler then. Than you actually did when you said it.
What?
You're like, yeah, so I'm all like, let's have a cool contest for the listeners. And then you're all like, let's put him in a cage!
Well, that's kind of how yeah. it went down.
Well, it was just sudden. I just,
okay, no.
I never. Anyway.
We're good. No we're cage. Happy. Fine, guys. No cage.
But I was
cage.
Saying we could stock it with potty break treats.
Like, what would be included?
Like, everybody would get a robe. Their own personalized
okay.
robe.
Personalized
bananas.
Robe.
Bananas. They can have bananas direct, and blueberry Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. Cheer wine.
Bag of bugles.
Freight knows how to embroider, so he can embroider the robes.
Really?
Know how to embroider. What?
I just wanted that reaction.
What do you mean?
That's all I wanted.
What's the difference between embroidery and stitching? Is that the same thing?
Wait, embroiderer or embroidery?
Oh my gosh. Embroidery.
If you're being embroidered, you're an embroidery.
But if embroidery. You're embroidering, you're an embroiderer.
Right.
Okay.
Oh my God.
And if, yeah. Yeah.
What about a company that does embroidering? Are they embroiderers? Or yes. is it an embroidery?
Embroidery is where they do the embroidery.
Embroidery. Okay.
It's an embroidery.
But the,
like a brewery,
but the people do,
embroidery.
But the people doing it would be embroiderers, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
If then, you're being embroidering.
But if you're embroidering... You're an embroiderer, embroidering to get your embroidery at the embroidery. Yeah. Right. Yeah,
for sure.
This is our 50th episode. This is as good as we've gotten in 50 episodes.
Embroidery.
Wait. Episode or episode?
Yeah. Now you're just going too far.
Are these your goodies over here, down here? This bag of chips and stuff?
No, this is Lucas came in the car, and it's just a bunch of empty bags of chips.
Yeah, we don't throw away our trash around here.
Yeah.
It's entitled, kids.
Yeah, that In-N-Out is starting to settle right now. I'm not going to lie to you.
You just got to kind of suck it up. You do one of those, like, I'm not full. I didn't just eat 3,000 calories, so I'm fine.
Well, it was actually 1,000. I think it was.
Are you going to actually me?
Actually.
You're going to actually me, dude? All right. That's how this is going to go?
Actually, the hamburger is 670 calories. And then the fries were 350.
It's so good, though. Oh, the fries are
just... Yeah, it's good. It's good.
I think it's good because we don't have it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they were in St. Louis, I'd be like, yeah, it's probably like, not. It'd be like Steak and Shake.
Lion's Choice. Yeah. Like, people don't have Lion's Choice, and then they come here.
Yeah, it would be like, I'm starving at 2 a.m., and I'm out with my buddies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't eat it for lunch.
Do you guys like Whataburger?
Love Whataburger. Yeah.
Their burgers are very
underrated. Yeah.
Yes. I love
their
burgers. In fact,
I would eat a Whataburger before an In-N-Out burger.
I think I would, too.
Here we go
I love
again.
How the size is. It's mm-hmm. big, but it's like, I don't know.
The service is awful, though.
Yeah. Whataburger service.
It's kind of sketch, too.
Like McDonald's.
Kind of scary in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not a huge fan.
I've never been in like a clean one. They're always
In-N-Out, it's like, but it's also kind of creepy in In-N-Out because they wear the same white uniforms that like somebody at an insane asylum would wear
with the spongy hats
and those hats. Hat. Oh, yeah, come on.
We should get those for
that's
the crew.
The best you've
for the
got.
Road.
No, I'm not wearing
get the
that.
TH logo
no.
and wear the.
No.
I would rock one of those in the sound.
Yeah,
booth.
They're
those
nice.
Are so cool.
They're like
what was it? Was it Steak and Shake? They used to have those hats they gave out.
Yeah,
was
the,
it
yeah,
McDonald's?
The paper hats.
Yeah. With them.
McDonald's didn't do that.
I don't know. But
didn't
McDonald's do that? Burger King had the crowns.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
In high school, we'd go. Yeah.
How is Burger King still around? Does anybody go there? Wait, didn't you guys eat there at the airport?
Yeah, the chicken fries are not. They're like shriveled up. Yeah, they're not good.
What's a chicken fry?
A fried chicken.
I don't know. So good.
It's like a fry.
A chicken fry is like a chicken tender, but in a fry shape.
They used to be really, really good.
It's a piece of chicken?
It's a piece of chicken in a fry shape. It's fried chicken.
Oh, okay.
You've never seen them?
So good.
No.
Oh,
they used to be really, really good, and then they took them away for a while, and then brought them back, and they're not that good anymore.
But if you get... So, my best friend's... Parents used to get Schwan's. Remember the Schwan's truck?
Oh, the Schwan's man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, they would get a plethora of chicken fries.
Oh, my gosh. My friend gets that.
We used to get
50 or 60 of them in the...
What would you get, though? Did you get the orange push pops? Remember those?
I don't think we ever got those.
It was in a little cylinder, and you just push that orange.
I don't think we ever got
those. It was like an orange sherbet.
So the hamburgers are really good.
A sherbet.
Okay, this is dead serious.
Sherbet or
sherbet?
What's
the difference? Yeah, what's the difference between sherbet and sherbert?
Is that sherbet?
Two different things.
There's one that's all orange, right? And then there's one that's different colors, right?
Like sherbet is like an ice cream, but it's different, right?
So it's like a custard.
I think
but
you're thinking
like
sorbet. Sorbet is iced and
so
more of an ice thing.
Sherbert,
I think sherbet and sherbert is
the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's oh, sorbet. Yeah, yeah.
Are you looking that up, right? Yeah, because I think we used to call it sherbert, but it's sherbet.
It's sherbet.
Sherbet.
Sherbet. And
it is actually sherbet.
Is sorbet a different kind of ice cream?
Sorbet is like a. It's more of an icy.
Oh, so
not so creamy. It's icy, creamy.
It's
good.
For a while, Freight was Freight. Do you remember you'd get the big tubs of sorbet?
Yes.
Of the rainbow sorbet from Aldi.
No, it was sherbet.
Sherbert? So that's not sorbet.
It was green. Oh, it was green, white, and orange,
okay,
right?
Okay, so what's the difference?
I don't know.
Frozen fruit juice and sugar mixture served as a dessert or between courses of a meal to cleanse the palate.
That's what sorbet is, right?
Sherbert.
Really?
So what's sorbet?
All these years, I always thought it was the other way around. Oh.
This is an important episode.
Find out lots
of things. Difference between sorbet, sherbet, and sherbet and sherbet.
Three
pop sugar.
What?
Let's see.
What?
Pop sugar.
Is that a genre?
Pop sugar.
Pop sugar.
That's what it says.
A good name for
Maroon 5's
new. Are sorbet, sherbet, sherbert all the same? Despite the fact that the legal definitions of sorbet and sherbet could be used interchangeably, there is a distinction among American frozen dessert manufacturers.
Okay.
Sherbet, which is alternatively spelled sherbert, so it's interchangeable, is a frozen fruit and dairy product that contains anywhere from 1% to 3% milk fat from milk or cream. Yeah. Anything above 3% is generally labeled ice cream. Anything below is referred to as water ice. On the other hand, sorbet generally applies a fruit-based frozen dessert with little to no dairy, although the use of the term sorbet is unregulated. To add to the confusion in other parts of the world, sherbet may refer to a fizzy powder stirred into beverages or a beverage made of diluted fruit juice.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was another thing I would do. I would be like a sorbet cop, like a sorbet policeman.
You'd regulate it. Yeah, you'd regulate it.
I'm like, hey, what's...
Right now it's unregulated.
There's a little bit too much dairy in this sorbet.
Somebody needs to get on that.
So we need to
There's not a whole lot of difference.
So sorbet is sherbet with less dairy.
Yeah. With almost no dairy.
With almost
really
no dairy.
Really no dairy.
No dairy.
So if you're...
Even sherbet only has 1% to 3%.
So if there's no dairy, what is it? Ice and sugar?
Ice.
Pretty much.
And food coloring?
Fruit juice?
Fruit juice.
Yeah.
Dang.
We could try to make our own. We can have
okay.
it.
Like, do you like homemade ice cream?
I don't think there's anything better
really?
Than a good homemade ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't even like ice cream, and I will crush some homemade ice cream.
There's something about it.
It's different.
The vanilla has like a cinnamon characteristic to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and most ice cream that you get, there's too many ingredients in it.
Yeah, it's
and
just
there's
not
just
good.
Something
yeah.
in this creamy, but it's just not anything like
hard.
A good.
Yeah, do you like custard or do you like ice cream out of like a.
Love custard, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
like
do.
A Ted Drew's. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I don't know what they call them, a custard or a friggin' blizzard or something, but from Ted Drew's.
Oh, I haven't been there in forever.
Goodness. It was so good. And I, as you know, I'm not a sweets dessert person.
Yeah.
And that was so freaking good.
I'm not a big ice cream person, but
Ted Drew's will change your life.
Sophie the other day, we had to go to Gellner Printing down in Old Main Street. Well, they got that Kilwins ice cream candy place across the street.
Yeah.
So we went over and got it, which I've been there a few times with Susan. Well, they have a toasted coconut ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
I'd wreck
basically
that.
Coconut that's been toasted and got chocolate around it on all the pieces of coconut.
Chocolate.
Wait, there's chocolate on the coconut pieces?
And it's all mixed up in the ice cream.
It's awesome.
It is
It's good.
It is the best. Wow. I'm not a huge ice cream guy, but man, I could eat that all day long.
I tell you that one story about, I think I've said this before, but I was eating one of these coconut bars, like a frozen coconut bar, mm-hmm. and it had the flake coconut all over mm-hmm. it. They like dipped it in the coconut yeah. flakes, and I was eating it, and it was so delicious that, well, while I was eating it, one of the pieces of coconut got lodged in my windpipe, and I was gagging, like I couldn't breathe. But I kept eating the coconut. But I kept eating.
It was that good.
The coconut bar while I was gagging. I couldn't stop. It was that good.
Mm.
So yeah, man, I almost died. Anybody ever have an almost died story? Like when I was a kid, my mom said I got pneumonia. And I almost died. If I wouldn't have got to the doctor that day, I could have died, man.
Yeah, I got a couple of those.
I have one.
You do?
Or if you want to say one of yours, I don't care.
Yeah.
You have one with a car when you were really young. Daniels. Saved your life.
What?
You ran out in the middle of the street.
I did?
Or was that me?
For real?
No, you were drowning. I ran out in the middle of the street.
Oh, dude, thanks for ruining my story. No, it's cool.
No, okay.
Well, no, that's pretty vague. What's the details on that?
To be continued. No, I was at our whole family was at a church pool party. So there was a lot of people there, like over 50. Just people everywhere. It's kind of crazy. And I was probably 6, 7, 8. I couldn't swim. And I was out.
This was probably McNair Park.
No, it was at the Roth's house. And I was out on little tube floaty thingy in the deep end and was hanging with some of the older kids. And I fell off.
Trying to be older than he was.
And nobody saw me. Mm. And I started sinking to the bottom. And I remember thinking, like, I wasn't quite old enough to go into panic. I just kind of relaxed. And I was like, okay, this is it. It was really creepy thinking back to it. And so I kind of like started to fall asleep. And
what?
It was just like, okay, this is it. Because I couldn't swim at all. So I wasn't even struggling. I just like
Freight, where
sank
were you?
To the bottom.
I don't know.
Eating a hot dog or something.
Sorbet inside. He was embroidering a robe. And so one of our family friends saw me. He was the only one that saw me, and he dove in.
Who was it? Who saw you?
Scooped me up. It was,
I thought it was Mrs. Daniels that did.
No, it was Fetzer.
How old were you?
Oh, Danny Fetzer?
I was probably 7 or 8. A little younger than Sophie.
Gosh.
It's pretty scary. And since nobody saw it, nobody really thought anything about it. It
was just about him and kicked up, like pushed up with your feet and tried to. You didn't know that much?
No, well, it was like 10 foot deep. Like, yeah. I don't think I was even strong enough to do that. It was real creepy. I don't know why. I just kind of gave up. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, I've got one. This is kind of dark. I was in the line of fire of a shooting.
Oh, yeah, that did.
Okay.
Happen.
I remember that.
You do?
Yeah. Give me the deets.
So I was, it was after a high school football game, and some friends were just meeting up at a gas station to go to another friend's house. And this couple was meeting up for the first time at On the Run for some reason in like a couple of years. And they started getting an argument. And so the girl called her dad. I was just getting some gas with some buddies. And then the dad came up, and then the dad and the boyfriend, or the ex-boyfriend, I guess, got in a fight, and the ex-boyfriend pulled a gun on the dad, and the dad started coming back towards me and was like, no, no, don't shoot, and he had a gun and started shooting, and I was in the line of fire because I heard the gunshots, and I thought it was a firework or something, you know, just the first one, and I was like, okay, and then the second one hit and was like, okay, wow, this is really freaky, and I've never been so scared in my life, and the adrenaline and everything, and just went out of there real quick, and then we came back just to have the reporting or whatever. And I found out the next day at a baseball tournament with the buddy who I was with, his truck was it got hit. It was like a .22, but I mean, still, I was in the line of fire, and it was probably a couple feet away from my head, which was that was like 3 years ago. That was pretty crazy. Definitely will. I passed that gas station here and there, but I will not go back.
Yeah.
It's a normal on the run, but it's just the memories that just
dang
have happened there. And so, yeah, that was that was freaky.
You know, weird that neither one of us have ever broken a bone. We've been in some pretty intense,
my teeth went in the top of your head.
What did happen?
Trampoline.
Didn't get stitches.
Trampoline. You had staples, I think.
When I wiped out on the longboard, that was pretty close. If I would have hit my head, that could have killed me. That was pretty scary. Spencer had his longboard accident like 2 weeks within mine.
Was it before or after?
His might have been right before.
It was bad.
It was before.
Yeah, he was up in Minnesota and he was on his longboard and down this steep hill. And I guess at the bottom, he just ditched and scraped. I mean,
I remember that. That was bad.
It was bad.
That was the worst pain ever.
When I saw him, he was just laying on this couch thing and just shivering.
It's horrible. That was the worst pain and the most uncomfortable I've ever been.
Did you scar?
I did, yeah. I think my elbow's still, you can still see some of my elbow, but my knee is still scarred up.
Yeah.
My hands were all ripped up, and I had to play guitar at a camp the next week, so I wore fingerless gloves, Michael Jackson. It was so bad because when the oxygen hits the open wounds, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
But then you put it in front of the AC to try to combat that, and it's basically the same thing. And so you're just burning. Yeah, you can't really do anything. You're just sitting there burning. It was horrible. I had open wounds and rocks and everything in my skin. Ugh. It's bad.
Freight, did you ever almost die?
Yeah, about 4:30 yesterday morning or this morning. I felt like I was going to die. And
it's karma coming back to get you.
Then I puked and I was much better.
Was
that
one of the sickest you've been? I don't know if I've ever seen you like that.
I don't. I mean, I was sick one time. I'll never forget this.
But you get sick a lot, though.
No, not like that.
Not much.
No.
And I was, I guess I had the flu, and I was in the bathroom, and I passed out, and I fell forward and hit my head on the shower. Mm-hmm. And so Susan was, you know, she's like, I can't pick him up. So she called my dad, and they lived across the highway from us at the time, and Dad came running over there and drove over real fast and helped get me in bed and stuff. But I passed out. I never even knew.
Did he like hook up a winch to you, like tie it around your waist and pull you in with the Jeep?
I don't know.
The Jeep
into the bed.
But you know, Susan's trying to pick me up, and it's just you're just dead weight. You know, there's you're
right.
It's like. She's like, what am I going to do?
You were out cold until Papa got there?
What she should have done was just take some butter.
I just remember that I looked up and Dad's there yelling at me.
She should have just stripped you naked and rubbed butter all over you.
I was part naked anyway.
And then slid you across the
I was already part naked.
Wait.
That's called a freight slide. We used to butter him down.
Freight
and
slide?
Yeah.
It's like a slip and slide.
We did like days off at school. We're like, let's butter up freight. We take him out to the hill. We butter him up when we jump on him. His buttered naked body and just ride him down the hill. And he'd get like, sticks, and, sticks and leaves all over him. And we'd have to hose him down. Hose him off and re-butter him. So
it was fun.
Oh my
Crocker.
Gosh.
We're like, all right, butter up, freight. Butter him up. That's what.
Just get a big Crocker's tub and you just kind of scoop it out.
The country crock worked okay, but
it's not the best. What is it?
Grass fed is a lot better. It's a lot.
It's a little more pure.
Right, a little more pure. It's not as it doesn't dissolve as easily.
Oh, it's got some creaminess, weight to it.
Oh my god!
Did you almost die?
We would butter up. We'd butter up freight. Often.
It sounds like a dessert.
Yeah,
they'd serve it like clam jumper or something. The butter up freight. Or Mimi's.
Like gooey butter. Gooey butter freight.
Is the butter
do you
up
like
freight?
The chocolate thunder or the butter up freight?
I like the gooey butter freight.
Gooey butter freight. Tweet us artwork.
Well, I chocolate thunder. People are going to put a picture of freight on a gooey butter cake. That's what people are going
to
do.
Oh, by the way, I want to say we get all your tweets. We get all your emails. It's really hard to respond to all of them. I try to, you know, like and retweet as many as I can, but Tim has me slaving away doing other things
for
him.
Gosh.
So.
If you knew what these guys did, you'd be amazed that we're even doing this right now. No. So.
So we do keep sending them in. We really appreciate it. Your ideas are hilarious and they keep us laughing.
Oh, yeah. And the whole thing we did last week, what was it, the freight movies?
Freight
that was
amazing.
Come on, that was surly funny.
The responses are awesome. And
so just
I'm
are
so
funny.
Glad I can help out.
Yeah.
You can be a vessel for the comedy,
a butt.
A butt
of the jokes.
Well, not really. I think you're more just the whole. You're more than that. You're more than the butt. I think it's taken on a life of its own.
Yeah, it has.
It's not freight. Yeah, actually, it's the people's idea of freight. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Their perception.
It's freight's podcast persona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I do meet people at the shows, they're looking at you and you're there like,
is that him?
Is that? And they don't know how to. I think sometimes they don't know how. When I start talking to them and just say, hey, you know, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
I think they're expecting something different.
I can see how it would be exciting because they really don't know what you look like.
Yeah,
like
and I don't know what they. Well, they do know what I look like because of all the pictures that get posted.
They just know what his main features of his face look like.
Face looks
like.
He's
put on all these other costumes and.
You know, they see me in the walking taco.
You know what?
And the Freightback Mountain.
That was the best.
Oh my god!
I don't think we've gotten better artwork. Freightback Mountain.
Wasn't that great? That was funny. Yeah,
it was so funny.
Yeah.
Bob Smiley sent us a text and said, found my new background. Change it to his background. We should do a potty break photo shoot.
Yeah, we talked about doing that. Because for the... Maybe for having some... like a banner at the shows. Yeah. Like our podcast team.
Mm-hmm. I just want a banner of you.
Just to help to promote.
Just for I feel like that would do way better. People want to take photos with you.
Well, Tim and I
banner.
Talked yesterday about a potty break cruise.
Potty break cruise, yeah.
Potty break cruise.
I think we should
do another cruise?
We should do a freight, one of those inflatable freights, like they in front of
the car dealerships.
Then the car dealerships play. It's like sags down and goes up again. Yeah.
It's got to reveal something, too. Like he's got something to snow, like maybe it's the robe. Or it just says like Irvine or like something. It switches to different seg freights.
Right.
So like it's that's awesome.
We were talking about it. The more we talked about a cruise, I kind of liked his ideas. He was, we were saying we could do a potty break cruise.
Yeah.
That would be cool. We do potty break episodes there and live audience. Yep. We can actually bring the characters out.
He could bring Crapaw could actually appear on the podcast.
We can bring Spoiled Rich Kid and
Kev, IKEA Guitar Man, Center
Guitar
Kevin.
Kevin.
Oh my gosh!
Wow! And Glade. He could.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You need to call your buddy.
I was talking to him yesterday.
Call Mr. James,
and he would love to team it up with like a Matthew Ward or another artist. So you don't have the brunt of
Matthew Ward. Should I know who that is?
Matthew Ward?
Isn't that what
or
I
Or Matthew
just,
West?
I'm sorry, Matthew West.
Matthew Ward would be great, too.
Yeah, Matthew Ward. Yeah, he was second chapter
Love
of
him.
Acts. He was the...
Oh, I've heard of that.
Singer. Well, yeah. Great singer.
Oh, yeah, great singer. But,
good.
So, yeah, he was talking about teaming up so you don't have to... One person not taking on all the responsibility for... Getting people on the boat.
Well, we want you to be able to spend time with your family and not be continuously like hounded by fans. Because you know, people are going to want your autograph and pictures the whole time. It's like, guys, I'm just trying to be myself. I'm just a person.
We could have Santa Freight. He can dress up and just kind of give him a big bag of gifts.
And then
you guys could be like the troll. We can have like little bitty hay huts set up around
Santa's trolls.
Give them Skittles.
Santa's trolls.
And give out Skittles.
Little pumpkins.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, we've reached a whole new level.
But maybe
we can
just kind of do some brainstorming and kind of develop that idea for the potty break. Cruise.
Joel's he's,
where would we go?
He's gunning to go. You know, he said that we were talking about that, and he said that an Alaskan cruise is typically what they do during the summer months. And he said that would be, in his opinion, one of the. He said the Caribbean cruises are great, but an Alaskan cruise is just, you know, you're on the ship. It's all just about being on the ship, seeing the glaciers. You have port of calls and stuff, which are really cool. He said there's just something about
I don't love the Caribbean cruises. Don't love them.
I mean,
the Alaskan one sounds good.
Yeah, I think everybody I've ever talked to that has been on cruises, they love the Alaskan cruise.
I wouldn't want to go on another Caribbean one, I don't think.
Yeah.
Unless I got I'm to good. Go for
well,
free.
Well, I mean, or, if you want to go to, you know, you because you can go down to the beach house in Gulf Shores and you're
yeah,
on the beach.
You can
I
do
mean, so,
you
know, I mean, there's yeah. the fun of
you
being on
your
the
Yeti
ship.
Yeti full
and
of
all
sorbet. My
Yeti cooler sorbet.
Oh, we had some requests for you
anyway,
to
yeah.
Do a Luke Bryan version of the national
oh,
anthem
yeah.
during your show.
Oh,
yeah.
really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which I think would be good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, you know, be good as a track. A track for that one.
You're should you do the words like that, the beer, the can of beer and that stuff?
I think you should. I think it's funny.
There's a beer in my hand.
We're kicking up dust.
Kicking up dust.
Oh, my. It's great.
So would that be like summer of 2018?
Yeah, he Most said that. He said if we were going to do it in 2018, then we have to get on it like ASAP to start advertising.
Wow.
And stuff.
ASAP, don't rush me.
How much would you guys pay to come on a potty break cruise? Not you guys. That was the question for the listeners.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. He said it just, you know, you have to look at the size of the ship and. But I think it would be pretty cool because what we were talking about is Tim would maybe perform, you know, do a show one night. And then the other artist, if there was another artist, do a show, they would do a show. And then if, in between, we could do some live potty breaks and tape
recording.
I think we
should have it on a pirate ship. They do that. Like, what do you think?
Arr, I like the idea.
There it is.
Me likes the idea. Make
somebody walk the plank every night.
Make them walk the plank.
Just better. Hey. This looks better, baby. Hey. You be walking the plank today, baby.
Savvy.
Savvy, baby.
Savvy, baby.
Savvy. They're about to release, what, Pirates of the Caribbean 7?
Yeah.
How many of those
24.
Is this
I'm excited
one?
About it. I love Pirates of the Caribbean.
I can't get into that. Lord of the Rings or Star
I love
Wars.
Them. Love
can't
Lord of the it. Rings, Pirates of the Caribbean. Mm-hmm.
Can't do it.
Yeah, I like those.
I don't follow. I don't like Star Wars. I watched the first
Boy,
like,
it's tough.
Three.
I want to like it so bad, but I just don't.
Like what? Eight of them?
Star Wars. The
Star Wars.
One. Just no. No.
Or like,
I haven't seen the new one.
No. I
we did.
Either.
And I did. I really didn't like it, but I think I need to watch it again. Because I slept through half of it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, that would
that would be a reason to see it again.
Makes sense. Why you didn't like it? You slept through half of it.
Dang. Well, they have these sweet seats now, and it's hard not to take a nap.
Did you wake
That's
up?
True.
And,
yeah.
Did you wake up and go, "Hey, who's that?
Who's that?
Who's that?
What happened?
Who's that?"
There's got to be
yeah,
a,
those
there's got to
chairs...
be a name for this, something when you got to pee during a movie. Like, is there a name for that? Like that feeling you get of. I'm missing it. I gotta hurry.
That be some sort of panic.
Rushing PMV? Feeling, that panic.
Yeah. Not PMV, but
PNV.
P, not PMV. Would it be a P?
Like, sounds like a Sephora product.
P-xiety?
PNV.
P-xiety. Being anxiety.
Anxiety?
Yeah.
What I always do, I always just push it off and push it off. Okay, well, I can't go now because I think I'm going to miss something. And by the end, it's just over.
P-anxious?
And I'm like, okay, I need to go. It's just,
yeah.
I've got P-anxious.
You
go to the AMC theater there, and you go to the B&B theater up in Wentzville. Mm-hmm. Have you been there? That's nice.
B&B
nice.
In Wentzville? No.
Yeah.
No.
And, you get in those big comfy chairs. And you know, Sophie always brings a blanket and all this stuff.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
You can bring a blanket in the theaters?
Sure. Yeah. You're just paying to sleep pretty much.
Well, I think theaters, aren't they? They've with Netflix and everything.
They're doing everything they can
to
get people in the door.
They don't check
a different
for,
experience.
As far as I know, they don't check for like candy or anything anymore. They haven't done that.
They don't even check your tickets at the B&B theater because you've got a seat reserved. So if you walk in and somebody's sitting in your seat, you just go out and tell them. So, but they don't check.
That's a risk you might be willing to take.
I thought it was very strange that they didn't do that.
Yeah.
I'm
Jason.
Like,
how far out are we?
12:49. Whatever time it is now.
You're going to make me do math at this hour? You said 12:49 to whatever
about
time this is now.
20.
20 minutes.
We're all 30 on. We should probably
wrap it up.
Yeah.
I'm getting tired.
Episode 50.
Oh, gosh. In the books.
50.
That was a deep one.
That's
congratulations,
crazy.
Everybody.
I can't believe we're in Congrats. 50 already.
50, Josh. Hey, man.
Yeah, thanks for being
good
on,
Josh. Good to
have
you on 50, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lucas out.
Yeah, surrounded by Mabry's.
I didn't even know Lucas was back there.
Surrounded by Mabry's.
I know, is it overwhelming? Is it too much?
No. No, I'm very grateful. You guys are just killing it,
well,
man.
The other day we were at the office, and Kib was in his office. Josh is in his office. It was Susan's work day, so she was there. And I'm like, what is happening? Mm-hmm. What is going on around here? You know, it was kind of weird.
We should switch it up one night. Do each other's job. Like, Freight, you do the comedy. I'll do the sound.
Yeah, that's a really bad idea.
I'll do all the tickets.
Do the tickets. And Caleb,
do the merch.
Do merch. Oh, that'd be merch. So scary.
Yeah. No, I like the way it is now.
The job I would want to do, if I had to switch, it would probably be Freight's job.
Why would you not want to do merch?
There's too much that goes into it. I just feel like with Freight's job, you're like overseeing, which I could do. Like, I'd be good at overseeing. And
there's
then you're just
prep.
Like schmoozing people.
Yeah, there's a lot of prep.
Hey, okay, having fun? Cool.
No.
Yeah, that's what I do. Hey.
I'm going to go talk to Uber fans.
Yeah.
Hey.
I
you ever seen two live before?
Today, you know, Freight was all sick last night, and he comes in. And I said, how are you feeling? He said, great. He goes, did you figure out where the Uber fan is going to be tonight? I just wanted to say that because he was so worried about where the Uber fan
meet and greet.
Well, they had a couple different options. So that's why I asked.
I was like, yeah, I got it all handled. And
that's
he's
going to
be on his deathbed.
Like, sweet.
Did you figure out where the Uber fan meet and greet was going to be? Like, what?
I thought that was funny.
Famous last words.
Yeah. Tim hasn't done comedy in 30 years, right? I'm not speaking that over you. You will always be doing comedy.
Well.
For me. Even if people won't pay to see you anymore.
Yeah.
You'll still make me laugh.
I guess
that's
so.
What matters.
Hmm.
And I'll go back to Walgreens or being a troll.
Fresh time.
That's hilarious. I didn't really realize that that the strawberry job was... had so much more to it.
They don't even do the fall festival stuff there anymore.
Yeah.
He just does. He said his wife was getting on to him for not being there all the time.
Farmer Carl.
Oh, for being there all the time. So she pretty much
was hiring young kids to dress up like trolls.
She pretty much shut him down.
It sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah. That dude was weird.
Yeah,
there was a lot more going on there. There had to be. Farmer Carl. Oh, gosh. What a weird guy.
I wonder what made him go into strawberries.
Money.
Yeah.
Because when he started it, there probably wasn't anything there.
Yeah.
And then it just, that was like,
well, there's
that's
not
the only farm.
It's not a huge track of land.
No, but it's farm that you can go. Like,
but he sells a lot of strawberries.
Yeah, he does. And they're expensive. I don't know. Realize how expensive that is just to pick your own.
He's had those gourds down there and those tubs for
those ears. We should buy
it.
Potty Break Farms.
Wow.
Yeah, since you know how to.
Yeah, I can set and row the strawberries. Josh can dress up like the troll and Freight can be parking. Hey, guys, how you doing? Thanks for coming to Potty Break Farms. Yo,
I can give this e tour.
You can give the tours.
All right, put your skis on. We're going to see some strawberries. Hey, kids, time to butter up, Freight. Get them over here. Country crock, Freight.
Hey, gosh.
Get on it. Put your Freight belts on. Put your Freight belt on. We're going to butter them up.
Oh my god. Oh man.
Put him on buttery.
Harder.
Come on.
Oh my god.
Make sure you get his legs now. Make sure you get his legs.
Like, I want every part of him yellow. I want to see yellow.
Yellow.
Oh my gosh.
Gosh, that's good.
Probably a good time to shut her down.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Gosh. All right, man. I can't laugh anymore.
I don't know. Does anybody like anything? What are you liking right now? Anybody want
to
do that?
California. I just got to go with that one.
Yeah.
California's.
I'm liking that puking.
I'm liking not having my mustache. I shave my mustache. It feels good.
Oh,
what was the strategy behind that?
Just a couple of whacks with a razor,
and then it was done.
Done. Feels good.
Ooh.
So.
Ooh. So now it's. Shaving.
Remember that song? What was the song? Shaving cream.
Shaving cream. What is it? Be nice and clean. Shave every day, and you'll always look keen. You remember that?
No.
Oh, our baby fell out of the window.
What?
You think that her head would be split?
What?
But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Oh, is this a commercial?
When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day.
You know what we need to do? I'm going to put together a list of songs, artists, lyrics, just a bunch of different music trivia questions, and throw them at you.
Okay,
because I'm fairly confident that you could get 9 out of 10 right, regardless of the questions.
I'll try.
You know more lyrics and music trivia than anybody I've ever met.
When we would when it was just Tim and I traveling, you know, we flew everywhere, so we'd spend a lot of time in rental cars. I'm just, it's blown away.
Everything that comes on the radio.
Blown away how he knows all these lyrics. Of course, for years, you spent a lot of time by yourself in rental cars. So you just listen to the radio all the time.
Yeah. So all my life, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you grow up in the 70s and 80s and 90s and whatever, I mean, just a lot of different types of music. I'm not really good with new stuff, but I don't know. Just it's what my brain picks up on.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Let's shut her down.
Shut her down.
Yeah. Any announcements? Any shout outs? Anything? I don't feel like we've really been doing that a lot lately.
Nah. Shout outs. No, my brain is dead.
Spencer has an Instagram with Keegan, and I don't know.
Oh, really?
Can't remember.
I followed it the other day.
Okay, because
it's really cool. It's with all the wallets
and embroidery. But Spencer's making these wallets and journals and jewelry and stuff, and it's just really amazing. So I want to forward everybody, check out their Instagram page, because they're just really great artists, and they're making some really great stuff. He's working a lot with leather and things like that.
Okay,
so
it's cool if I can.
Yeah, seen some of his products that he's been making. They're awesome.
Like he'll go on these Sundance or whatever it's called catalogs where they have the leather, you know, bracelets and stuff, and he just makes the same things.
That dude blows me away.
For a lot cheaper. Yeah.
Like every couple months he's doing something that's and it's all good stuff. Yeah. It's never
and I think that's the thing, is he's just wants to have his own business, and it's just a matter of finding the right, you know, what he enjoys doing.
Yeah.
So.
Best way to do it is just do a bunch of them at the same time and see which ones can stay afloat. And
yeah. So.
Keep on.
Are you finding it, Josh, or what do you just do it next week?
I'm not finding it. Something. Yeah, okay. I don't know.
Well, I'll get the info. We'll get it up.
We'll
throw it out to you guys. Can check it out. So, thank you for listening to the Potty Break.
Number 50
is fun. We have fun doing this for you. So we'll do 50 more. For like 100, what do you think? We'll do something special for our 100.
We'll have to figure something out.
We'll figure it out.
Hopefully by then we'll have a Potty Break Live under our belt and we can do another one.
Right on, man. All right. So, well, good 50. And here's to you. Thank you, Potty Break fans.
Oh, we're almost back.
Love you. We're almost there. Okay. See ya.